Okay. All right, so the final question. The question is why are the Ikarim, why are the 13 basic principles of faith, why are they so important? Okay? Now, we can answer that because they're the basic foundation of our religion, the basic foundation of knowledge of God, and how God relates to us. But the thing is why each one is one of, why he chose these 13, that we can only understand as we study each one. Then we'll start understanding the particular. That's one idea. Second question is, who studies the Ani Mamans? Who studies the 13 basic principles? Okay? That's the question. There are three types of people. There's a religious person. Okay? He's just emotionally religious. Then there is the intelligently selfish. In other words, a person that does things because of his own, he sees the benefit, but he analyzes it according to the principles of Mishle, or according to the way Sajigon explains it. So it's selfish, intelligently selfish. There's the second person who learned Ani Mamans. And the third person that learns the Ani Mamans is a person that loves God. Okay? Now, the question is, what would be the motive? What motivates these people to learn the Ani Mamans? The religious person, by religious person, I mean anybody that does anything, even if he drives on Shabbos, even if he, but he recognizes that there is an Olam Haba, and he wants to go to Olam Haba. So once there's a motive for Olam Haba, then you could explain to him that to get to Olam Haba, you need the 13 basic principles. The second one is the intelligently selfish person that lives the life of Mishle. So that person would do it also for selfish reasons, because he'll see the benefit that what he'll lose out on in Olam Haba. He'll analyze that Olam Haba has two things. It's a greater pleasure, and it's a... and it's everlasting. So evaluate that versus the pleasures of this world. He'll do a cost analysis, and because of that, he will study. He'll study the 13 Ani Mamans. What will motivate him is to get to Olam Haba. The first one won't do an analysis. He'll just do it because he wants to get to Olam Haba. The second one will do a cost analysis, and the third person has a totally different motive. His motive is because he wants to know God, and he wants to relate to God and understand God and get close to God. So that's his motive. He knows about Olam Haba, but it does not motivate him at all. The Olam Haba does not motivate him at all. So therefore, that is the those are the three people and the different ways that they decide to learn the 13 Ani Mamans. And the first person is a religious person. So he holds from, you know, that there's a world to come. So we'll tell him that the only way to get to the world to come is to learn the 13 Ani Mamans. So he'll say, okay, I'll learn the 13 Ani Mamans. Okay, that's the first person. The second person that lives the life of Mishle, he will do cost analysis. He'll evaluate the pleasures of this world, and he'll evaluate Olam Haba. And Olam Haba, according to the Rambam, would be a greater pleasure, and it's infinite. It's forever that you will continue in the world to come. So therefore, he'll evaluate that versus the physical pleasures. So there'll be a reason to study the... It's selfish, like the first person, but he'll relate to it differently. And so
he will get the he will that's how he will decide to get the 13 animamins. While the third person does not think in terms of Olam Haba. He knows about Olam Haba. He probably went through the first stage to study the 13 animamins, but what motivates him is the desire to get close to God. So therefore, that's what motivates him. Okay? Those are the three types of people that will study the 13 animamins. Before we start with the first of the 13 animamins, or basic 13 basic beliefs, there is to help clarify, there was a man by the name of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, okay, and there is historically there was a nation, seems like they were the Khuzars, and they. And the whole nation converted. Okay? And this Rabbi Yehuda Halevi wrote a book based on this historical event. And he writes his philosophy of Judaism through discussion through this king of the Khuzars, which he calls the Khuzari, like a Khuzarite. You know what I mean? He calls it the Khuzari. And he holds that the Jews can't be the correct religion because they're so small and so, there's nothing there. So he calls Islam and Christianity, but he has a lot of questions that he can't answer, so he has no choice. So he invites a rabbi. And then his questions of the rabbi, he clarifies his philosophy of Judaism. That's translated in English. And it's if you want, you can get it, and it's a good book to read, especially the introduction. It's really interesting, but then you can get into his philosophy. But anyway, one of the ideas of his philosophy is that you should know everything from the Torah. Person should have a proof that God gave the Torah on Mount Sinai, and you should know all your information from the Torah. Okay? What about investigating whether God is a creator? So he says that's just speculative, and you shouldn't rely on it. And the only reason why you should accept that God is the creator is because it's written in the Torah. That's why you should accept that God is the creator, because it's written in the Torah, but not because of any discussion, not because of any investigation, speculative investigation. That is the philosophy of Yehuda Halevi. The question is, what about the Rambam? What does the Rambam hold? Okay? Now, the Rambam has 13 animamins, and the first of which is that God is the cause of everything, which means God is the creator. And that is before he has Torah. Torah is, I think, the eighth principle, comes later. So therefore, since it comes later, so the way you get it is through speculation. So he holds that knowing God is the creator, you should know it through speculation. He has a proof from Torah that God created the world, but the thing is that you can know it through speculation also, even before you know Torah. So that is the difference, and probably sometime either next week or after the holidays in May, we'll discuss why he holds this is so important, and why he holds not like Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Okay, that is the introduction to the first principle of faith. No.